Hi guys, welcome back to Tea at Number 5. We are the Little Wallflowers. I'm Wendy Wu.
And I'm Tony Rose.
We are actually going to finish editing this episode and actually post it. We've recorded many episodes and redone zero editing and zero posting. Time has just really gotten the best of us. But you know what? There's just so much to discuss and so much excitement, so much buzz. It all started earlier this week when we got this kind of, I hope you guys are ready for tomorrow. There's going to be a sneak peek on that same day as well, too. They also released a link for you to sign up to attend the virtual event on none other than Valentine's Day. They did the same thing for Queen Charlotte, and that was super exciting. They have just been feeding us. And then also Luke Newton, Nicola, Claudia Jesse, and the other Luke Thompson, they've all been in New York. They're promoting. They say they're on their press tour already. And then the recent Rising Stars Award, Queen Charlotte meets freaking Bridgerton. Like, everybody was there. I mean, it's just been so exciting to see everyone together again. Daphne is on the cover of Elle. Jonathan Bailey just won an award for Best Supporting Actor. It's just been
good for him.
So amazing. We won an Emmy for Best Hair. There's just been a lot of great things happening in the Bridgerton world. We're really sorry we haven't been online to really talk about it, but just so many good things. But damn, let me tell you, there has never been a more crazy 3-second clip than this Netflix showing what's next of all the shows that's coming out in 2024. But all we gave a fuck about was this little clip, and it looks like Penelope's crying, Colin's trying to talk to her. We all want to know what the fuck's happening. There's a ton of theories going on online. Nothing is confirmed. We're not even going to talk about theories until after the virtual event. But even Nicola commented, put it on her story, and she said, y'all's theories are wild. She was like, I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. So she's basically telling us we're fucking hella wrong. You know what I mean? So either
keep it simple, guessing, stupid.
Yeah. Keep guessing, or let's keep it tucked a little bit longer until Valentine's Day. I think it's going to be phenomenal. And Colin is probably one of the most anticipated couplings coming from the books alone. And I think there was some naysayers out there that they don't have chemistry. And it's like, that's the fucking point. That's the point. Because Colin's stupid. He's not stupid. He's just oblivious and blind, as most men are. They're doing that on purpose because it's the whole she fell first, but he fell harder. You know what I mean? Like, God, I can't wait. We're fucking not ready. But let's talk about the viral clip that you cannot escape from right now, which is Penelope Featherington with the Riz. Holy shit. The line that she says to Colin about his eyes are even better when they're being kind. Oh, God, I'm fucking dead. I'm so dead. Oh, my God. Even Colin was like,
how long have you been staring at me?
I know. She's like, you know, I might say that, you know. But I just love it. Oh, man, I'm so fucking ready. I'm so ready. And you know what? So the fuck what? It's in two parts. They're giving us a chance to fucking sleep after the first night. Okay. They're giving us a chance to sleep and then a chance to memorize the first 4 episodes before we move on to the next 4 episodes. I think that's very gracious of them. I think that's amazing because let me tell you, the first 2 seasons, and we just go straight through.
Yeah. We're like, can we handle another one?
Yeah. And we are just absolutely useless to society the next day. Like, and because we're older, it takes me a little longer than a week to readjust to that. So thank you. Thank you for spreading it out. Thank you for being so thoughtful. Thank you for 4 episodes. I could smash that super fast. We do value our sleep.
PTO.
Yeah. We want to know, what are you guys planning? Do we have watch parties going on? Are Are you guys dressing up? Are you guys going to be Penelope? Are you guys going to be Eloise? Are you going to be Colin? Are you going to be Colin's donut? What are you going to be? We want to know. We're just really, really excited. One of the things that I did want to see your opinion about, Tony, is Eagle Eye fans out there.
Oh, did they see?
They saw a portrait in the background that looks like a young Edmund and Violet.
Oh, I saw that one. Okay.
Yes. So do you think we're going to get more flashbacks?
I mean, okay, so I can say yes, because remember, they grew up together, essentially. Yeah. So, you know what? I don't know. But I now think, I'm thinking they should. I wonder if that portrait is going to be in Queen Charlotte.
I
don't know.
I think that they are. I think that one thing that Violet, Lady Bridgerton, has said in the books, but it's not as like loud and clear in the show, is that she always has her boys dance with the wallflowers because she was a wallflower. So I wonder if they are going to show that.
That's a good, or maybe it's just like an old, how we find like tulips everywhere, but that's just it. It's just there because it gets a reference. That's a great point.
Yeah, so and Penelope is actually just
basically saying the wallflower gets a guy.
Yes. 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 And it's like true love.
If we're gonna keep to the kiss method, keep it simple.
Oh my god. I got chicken skin everywhere, I'm dying. But I think that we're gonna see Violet in bloom this year, this season.
Added into the season.
Yeah.
That's the way they're splitting it into two. Let's just do that.
I'm okay with that. and all the little snippets that we're getting, we're also seeing that Francesca's going to be married off. You know, and so the storyline is moving kind of right along. But yeah, we just wanted to jump on here really quick to just share our collective happiness over all the accolades our Bridgerton, our bees are getting just awards and magazine covers and just great movies and shows and opportunities. I love it. I love it all for them. And Nicola posted today that the two videos that she had posted, one of them is almost at 10 million views in 24 hours. Yeah. So she is like, this is crazy. And we haven't even started promoting it.
Yeah.
Tony, out of everything that you saw the last couple of days, everything that you heard, do you want to add anything?
No, I'm just really looking forward to like the 14th. I'm like trying to figure it out. I'm like, I'm most likely going to work. But it's okay because that means
it's super
we're going to watch it early because we're in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can make it to work. I can actually leave the house right when it's done.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out like right now.
Yeah.
Because I love those things. I love when they have like those events, like the sneak peeks, and they invite everyone.
Yeah.
Like then we're all diamonds for that morning, that 1 hour.
That 1 hour, yeah.
And it's different seeing everyone's like live reaction and faces and excitement for it. And
for sure.
It just pumps us up more. So I'm looking forward to that. I saw it in the morning. I like quickly like sat up and got my laptop and then I went to like register. I'm like, okay, that's done. Next is to figure out, am I wearing something like costume, regular? What am I doing?
Yeah.
So that's what's on my mind right now. Like,
I love it. I freaking love it.
How are you going to, folks, let us know how are you going to decorate your area, your background?
Gosh, y'all. Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. And I think we're going to learn a lot. So we're going to talk about theories. I just wanted to bring up the Violet and Edmund one that everyone's talking about. But we'll talk about more about theories after we see the Valentine's Day ones.
Yeah.
And also know that if they told us that we should not be sharing something, we're not going to share it. So just as a heads up for those of you that attend the virtual event, and come back for the recap. If they specifically said, don't share this, this is between us, you know, we're not going to talk about it. So, but anything that we are allowed to share and anything that they are giving us and anything that we get from here until then, which is roughly 2 weeks, we will definitely come up with an episode that weekend. So we're going to try to shoot for every other weekend until the season comes, and we'll get all of our favorites back. We'll get Romantically Swept Away. We'll get the Plot Twist Girls. We'll talk just theories. Maybe we can get some of the Brazil girls back. We're just really excited. And it's going to be so much fun, because I think this is the first one where it's like 100% they can promote it, right? Like they can go out there and promote it. Oh, besides Queen Charlotte.
I think so.
Yeah, because I think the first two seasons were kind of like, you know, in the middle of the panini. So,
out and about, like,
yeah,
like not just being bees in the wild, like you are wild, stay out there.
Yeah. Yeah, because Queen Charlotte, they went on like a bunch of like press tour stuff. So I'm excited. I think that's what they're doing. They're all doing in New York right now, which I love so much. Yeah, we love you guys. We're back. We'll try to keep our episodes about 15 to 20 minutes every 2 weeks until we get closer and we're freaking out and the trailer comes out, and then we're just going to just throw whatever fucking theory we can out there and see if it sticks. But we love you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for hanging in there. Congratulations to all of our bees. Everyone looks phenomenal and everyone's getting so much recognition, and I just love to see it. I love to see it. And I love seeing everybody that was together during the Rising Stars event. A lot of people though are saying that Luke Thompson is dating one of the Featherington girls in real life.
I saw that. I'm like, oh, that'd be so cute.
I know. They're so adorable. So like lighthearted. Their faces are just so free of like, yes, Harriet Kane's, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, they just look so like joyful, and it's amazing. I love it. If they are dating, great. If not, like, I love their friendship. They look so happy. All right, guys, we love you, and we'll be back in a couple weeks. Bye.
Thanks, bye.